This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control. 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. In addition to being one of the world's first cryptocurrencies, Dash was the first crypto project to have a decentralized, autonomous organization that to this day continues to improve and promote Dash. Every month, 10% of the mining rewards go into a treasury. Anyone with Dash to spend can put forward a proposal to the Dash masternodes. The masternodes vet the proposals and decide which ones move forward and are funded by the treasury. Nowadays, DAOs are plentiful. That's the decentralized autonomous organization. But Dash paved the way by doing it first nearly a decade ago. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. And thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. So in the last segment, we were talking about, in the last two segments, we've been talking about basically the control the government through the FDA has over the medical industry and how you get healed and how you believe things heal you. And we also had Ricky on the line. Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You were getting into the third section of the 14th Amendment. Was that it?
That's correct. That's correct. And I might as well start from the beginning. Basically what it is it was enacted, this piece of garbage, in 1867. I think President Jefferson Davis's name, I sure, came up. And the idea here was, is that members, people that were of the Confederacy, could not be president. Now that's added to the list, that you got to be 35 years old, and also that you got to be free. That's a good one that was made by Thomas Jefferson. Thanks, Alexander Hamilton, no doubt. But that being said, it is a piece of garbage, but now it's here. And what I find ironic about it...
When you say it's here, what do you mean by that?
Well, they enacted the damn thing. Now here's the thing. Now I'm sitting right here with my battle flag on. Just that alone, I assure you, that thing would pop up if I'd run for president. But that ain't never going to happen, because here's the other thing it was created for. After the war... It's created. You swear to that. See, Ricky from the Commonwealth can't swear to that. Can't be president. Couldn't be a U.S. senator. Couldn't be a congressman. Because I'd be swearing allegiance to the Union. We can't have that, can we? Now,
what is
that's
the
big thing.
I think he's talking about his Civil War battle flag.
Is this the battle flag? It's not the Southern Cross. It's not the same thing, right?
It is the same thing. I wear a 3x3 one with a border. It's a good one. $256, no doubt.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, it's the same one. Captain Kickass pointed it out, and he's right. It is the same one, and one of the few places you see it is on the hood of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh.
That's the right flag, not the square one with no border.
It's the same
thing,
but...
Not the rectangle
one with no border. Okay, I see
it here. The one with no border is the one for the Navy.
Yeah, I looked this up before. Yeah, I looked this up before when you brought it up before, but I couldn't exactly remember. It's basically the Confederate flag, but it's more of a square, and it has this white border on the outside. And why is it called the battle flag?
It's a battle flag in North Virginia. That's the one that the flag bearer would carry, literally in battle. That was the flag during the Civil War, not the other one. Hmm. That was there, too, but that was for the Navy. But anyways, back to the 14th Amendment. See, the way I see this here, it's really funny what's being said now, what Republicans are saying. I mean, it's here. I mean, they put the damn thing in there. And, yeah, Colorado's now saying that Trump is Outsky from the
primary. Yeah, we were going to get into that. It's really crazy.
Right. You know what's really funny about the whole thing? Now, that being said, just like things are, we are a republic, after all, and you got the union. So that being said, now Colorado said it. Now, that is an impact on others. Now, it is going to go to the Supreme Court, and they're going to throw in the garbage can because they're just corrupt. There's six of them. Six of them are corrupt. Three of them are court appointees by Trump. But the funny thing about this that the other Republicans are saying, and these are ones running for office, they're saying, hey, you know what? The people should vote him out of not being president. I'm like, wait a minute. This is your damn happy U.S. Constitution we're talking about. See what I'm talking about with these guys?
Well, you know? So let me just explain to the callers. So we haven't gotten into it yet, but we do have this story that Riley brought in. Apparently, the Colorado Supreme Court has kicked Trump off the state's 2024 primary ballot for, quote, violating the U.S. Constitution.
Trump supposedly committed an act of insurrection.
It says the ruling marks the first time a 14th Amendment challenge to Trump's candidacy has been successful. And it's pretty crazy.
It's strange that you think it would be all or nothing when it comes to that.
I would do it. Me just wearing my battle flag would do it. Long live the Confederacy. Now,
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that they would probably kick you off the ballot just for the same type of thing. Well, thank you for the call.
I guess, they could in theory.
Ricky, maybe they would if they use the same argument.
I'd love to hear more details about that Trump thing, because I've been hearing about it, but I haven't really, researched too much into it.
Definitely. I only heard about it tonight when Riley, so yeah, I called him Riley and called
that's
you Ricky,
funny.
Brought this story in.
I've literally only seen memes about it.
I've read tweets about it, and I found the article about it, so I kind of know what's going on, but at the same time, it's just a crazy story.
I've been happily, not on Twitter or Instagram or anything.
Great.
Today I just went and I wanted to post, my favorite Odyssey person on Twitter because I want him to have followers. But I haven't been, scrolling, and I've been logged out for days.
Oh, that's so great. I'm happy for you. I wish I could say the same for myself, but I cannot. So going back to the Trump thing, I would think it would be an all or nothing thing. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's strange that one state could do this.
Right. That's kind of weird.
It seems it would be a federal thing, right?
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, I, as a libertarian, I think we hold that state rights should trump federal rights. And so my thinking is that this is a primary ballot. Colorado, the state of Colorado has the right to decide who they want on their primary ballot.
I know what you mean, and I absolutely agree with state rights trump federal rights, but to me it just seems like something that, if they can even say that, wouldn't the feds be basically saying, you can't run for president? That seems like we skipped a step. That's
I think that's kind of my thought process.
It's a little weird.
It seems like a lot of people want to railroad Trump for supposedly committing an act of insurrection, and they're creating this political martyr for the right, because there are people on the right that absolutely adore Trump, and I do not adore Trump. I think he's a horrible human being, a horrible statist, and we would do far worse if we had Trump in power again, in my opinion. That being said, the rights are going to see him as a martyr as he's going through the court battles he's going through, and that may make him a hero in their eyes.
I mean, the way I look at it is I don't really believe in voting. I think all of this is really dumb. But a lot of people are, like you said, they're in love with him. He's their martyr. He's they worship him.
Yeah, they hated love the FBI until last year.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there are tons of people in Colorado who are, have 17 Trump signs in their yard, like I see all over New Hampshire when I'm driving around the state, and they have the right to vote for him. I think that's just kind of, if we're going to do this whole weird song and dance, let's do it. Take away people's right
I agree
to
with
vote
that.
For
if we're
who they
the
want to vote
and
for.
Dance and pretend that the so-called president has any so-called authority over us, and
just rig it less.
Yeah, let's just rig the election. Yeah.
So I was telling somebody this the other day. So I was somewhere. I think I was actually in Massachusetts, technically, like right on the border, and there was this house that we've all seen those houses that are just like decked out in Trump. But these people, it was like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
Wow.
Every square inch of their house had some sort of Trump flag, Trump sign.
Oh my gosh,
they had cardboard cutouts of Donald Trump and Melania. I mean, Melania, like you got a special
insane.
Order that one.
Yeah.
You can probably get a Donald Trump cardboard cutout very easily. But Melania, you got a special order her. They had lights, like it was like an attraction, and my biggest regret is not turning around. I was driving, right? So my biggest regret is not turning around and taking a picture. And I want to go, like, I dropped a pen, and I'm like, I need to go find this house again just because it was so funny. But my point is, if people are that obsessed with him, like, people do that, like, with, like, Jesus decorations for Christmas. You know what I mean?
Right,
like, that's, like,
level. It is, like, their God. Yeah, I bet they're not like doing it for Jesus.
They worship him. Like, that's the thing. So it's, like, if somebody loves him that much, I really do think that person, like, if they have the right to vote for anyone, they should be able to vote for Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like,
at some point, they're going to be able to claim that it's, like, going against their religious freedom.
They might. I mean, if he's their Lord and Savior, then it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I've never seen anyone deck out their house that level for Jesus. Like,
no, that's
you know,
yeah.
Or Muhammad.
Or any other political candidate. Are you kidding me?
I guess
it seems like Trump has become this savior figure in American minds, and it's really scary to me because...
It is scary, yeah.
He's been saying some crazy stuff, like... Immigrants are ruining the blood of America.
And we should bomb Mexico. Like, he got that idea from Vivek, right?
Vivek said the same thing.
Can't stand him either. I really think he's gross and ugly.
Here's the thing about presidential elections. They're more popular than the local elections, and yet the president of the United States affects you less than your local so-called government.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so... Mr. and Mrs. America, as you listen to the show, and you're more excited about the presidential election, thinking it's the most important of my lifetime, I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. I really don't care. It's all nonsense to me. I don't care who the thug in the White House is. It's all just nonsense to me. Now, if you want to get more obsessed about your local elections than the so-called presidential election, great. We can have a conversation, because those conversations are more important than the stupid...
Yeah.
Moron in the White House.
Yeah, and I honestly don't believe that, and this is going into like kind of conspiracy theory territory, but I don't actually believe that whoever the president is has any actual power. Like, there is an entire team of people behind them that are making the decisions for them. Like, you want to tell me that Joe Biden is making any decision?
Probably not.
He doesn't decide what he eats. He doesn't decide what he... You know, like, where's...
To the point
I can't even believe that he's a real person. Like, I think he might actually be some sort of, like, robot. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I agree with you on that. I think he's a real person. You know what it's just so interesting that they keep trotting this
whole he's at least,
out.
Like, they has don't dementia. Make, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't... I don't know why I said make, but earlobes don't just suddenly dislocate.
Yeah, they don't make earlobes like that.
Yeah, they don't. That's what I was going to say. They don't make earlobes that dislocators. So, I don't know if you've heard of this, Riley. Yeah, so, I don't know if you've heard of this.
I have the conspiracy that it's, like, not the real Joe Biden. He, like, died or something and they replaced him.
They have pictures where older pictures of him, I can't remember which way it is, but so older pictures of him either have his earlobes connected to the part of your face / neck that your skin, your ear is next to. Like, for example, mine are connected. Well, that doesn't make sense because you can't see what I'm doing over here. But mine are connected. But the one, there is another type of ear that a human being could be born with that is kind of, it just hangs down, the bottom of the lobe, like where you pierce it hangs down.
Uh-huh.
And there is pictures where Joe Biden is younger or like, you know, just like still old, but like 20 years ago where his earlobes are disconnected, right? But whoever is the president right now has connected earlobes. Or it could be the other way around, where they used to be connected, now they're disconnected. But it's absolutely insane if you, like, compare those pictures side by side, how different his ears look. And it's like, nobody gets plastic surgery to get different types of ear.
Maybe he does. Maybe he's an exception.
He could be. I mean, that's just as crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, as it being a clone. But... I don't know. I'm not really like, oh, I totally believe that. Like, it's like we were saying earlier, I don't go around believing that Joe Biden is a clone. But
it just, either way, it doesn't even matter.
Right.
That's kind of like how I think about it. I'm like, it's kind of funny. I'll entertain these things.
Right.
Just because, like, why not? But either way, like, whether this is the Joe Biden from, like, honestly, I hope it's not the Joe Biden from, like, 40 years ago. Because he was a major piece of crap.
He was a horrible drug warrior, that's for sure.
Honestly, he's still a bad person.
Yeah.
Bad person then, bad person now. But he was just more racist.
Like racist
he
openly.
Was more openly racist back then, I guess.
Well, we can get into this story if you guys want and see if there's anything else that we haven't really covered about this. It says, so this makes a little more sense why Riley was, I mean, oh my gosh, Ricky, the caller, was talking about this. Apparently it has a lot to do with the 14th Amendment. So this is from NBCNews.com. Colorado Supreme Court kicks Trump off the state's 2024 primary ballot for violating the U.S. Constitution. In a bombshell decision, Colorado Supreme Court on Tuesday ruled that former President Donald Trump's candidacy in the state's primary next year is prohibited on constitutional grounds. The first of its kind ruling stems from a lawsuit that focused a little-known provision in the 14th Amendment of the United States, of the United States Constitution. Similar challenges in other states have proven unsuccessful. Quote, a majority of the court holds that President Trump is disqualified from holding office, the office of the president, under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the United States, unquote. And that's what the Colorado, ruling said. Because he is disqualified, it would be a wrongful act under the election code for the Colorado Secretary of State to list him as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot. But it does make me wonder, like, can people just do a write-in campaign for him?
Oh, I'm sure they could, and they probably will.
Probably.
So he just can't be listed on the ballot.
Which really does hurt his chances, because as we know, people just go and choose the name that they think looks best or something.
Yeah, they pick the R or the D.
Right.
Well, I guess for the primary, there's, you know, you get a few R's
right.
to choose from.
Yeah.
But.
Says, in its opinion, the court explicitly stated that Secretary of State Jenna Griswold may not list President Trump's name on the 2024 presidential primary ballot, nor may she count any write-in votes cast for him. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't seem constitutional.
Right.
That's a little concerning. Like, why?
That's going even further.
Like, why shouldn't people be allowed to vote for someone?
It's crazy.
So, is Colorado a swing state?
I don't know. I think
Colorado is primarily both
Democrat?
The left.
Yeah, I think of them as Democrats.
Okay. I was just wondering if, because if they, we all know, like, these elections are, like, so close, especially for, like, the final presidential election. It's like, Right up there, like, neck and neck, 50-50 most of the time. Like, within a few percent is how, which way it goes, right?
I mean, it's a huge state, and it's populated on, like, you know, like, Montana, which
so,
is the same
So
size,
my but. Point is, if they sabotage him on this one state, that could be the make or break whether he wins or loses the primary.
Right.
Like, maybe all it would take is one state,
and
since
it
it's always
that,
so close, you know?
It might be really, they might have done this very strategically, like, maybe they were looking like they were going to vote for Trump, and, you know, it's a pretty big state, so they have more, I forget what they call it, but
more of the, like, the Electoral College.
Yeah, Electoral College.
Yeah, they have more of those.
More votes in the Electoral College.
Yeah,
I don't know
which
how
is so dumb. The Electoral College shouldn't
crazy.
Be a thing.
I did not know how that worked when I was a kid. It was
really
not until I was, like, almost old enough to vote that I learned that you don't just count how many votes actually voted.
I learned that at some point in public school. They taught us about the Electoral College, and
I just
remember it like being really like
internalize it.
Yeah, like it was just really complicated the way they explained it, and we were all like,
it does complicate the election process because you have certain representatives from certain states, and it's based on population size. So states like New York and California definitely are going to run the elections a lot more heavily than states like Montana or Idaho or Pennsylvania.
It seemed like it might have made sense like 200 years ago. You know what I mean? But it doesn't make sense anymore, I don't think.
It's kind of like what you were saying earlier. Like, if we're going to do this whole song and dance, just do it right. Like, if we're going to be a democracy, it should be the majority. Not that I really think that that's a good thing,
But if we're going to do it, if they are claiming that this is a democracy,
right?
Like, if we're going to do it, let's do it. Let people vote for who they want to vote for and just count how many votes there are.
And the main thing that I did not know was basically there is this, like, they're not mandated to vote. The person, whoever it is, that is this electoral college person who puts in the vote, isn't mandated to put in the one who actually won their landmass's vote.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, they vote for whoever they want.
They could end up doing that. Like, every single time, I think, in history, they've basically always voted for who their area voted for. But they don't have to. And that's so weird.
Yeah.
Like, that makes it even crazier. But it says, in its opinion, the court explicitly stated that... Oh, yeah, I just read that. The court put its decision on hold until January 4th to allow for further appeals. So I guess it's still kind of up in the air. But if it doesn't get appealed by January 4th, which isn't that far from now, it might be set in stone. It also said that if the matter is pursued before the U.S. Supreme Court, before that date, the pause will remain in effect during that time, and Colorado will be required to include Trump's name on the primary ballot pending action by the Supreme Court.
So here's what's interesting about this whole thing. So I've been reading some tweets from people who fled communist China, and they're looking at the situation as a repeat of what other communists and socialist and dictatorship governments have done in the past, where they start removing certain candidates to rig the election a little bit.
That makes sense. I mean, it's not just China. Like, all kinds of authoritarian governments have done this. I had this story for a long time. I'm pretty sure I read it on a Thursday. Apparently, there was a primary vote in Venezuela, and they just decided to delete that. Basically, like, there was a primary vote for the opposing party, whatever it is called there, opposing as in, like, the person who's currently in charge is not part of that party. They didn't like the winner, so they just kind of deleted it, and they're going to do it all over again.
That's insane. So,
crazy.
You know, maybe America's sliding into totalitarianism. Maybe not.
And it's funny, because, you know, when we read that story, sorry to cut you off, but when I read that story, it's just occurring to me. I said, people like to act like stuff like this can't happen in America, but it can, and now, yesterday, this happened.
Yeah, it's just interesting that, you know, whether we're sliding into totalitarianism or not, it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. I mean, are people in Colorado who really want to vote for Trump going to be allowed to vote for him? It's going to be interesting to find out.
I think so, too. And it's like, on Free Talk Live, we don't talk a lot about this kind of news usually, but this is pretty big and crazy and just kind of pulls back the curtain, you know? And you can see the man behind the curtain when
you can see the controlling parties and the controlling authoritarian figures.
Definitely. Okay, it's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 is the number. More coming up.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is questioning why the international community isn't insisting that Hamas disarm and surrender.
It would be good if there was a strong international voice pressing Hamas to do what's necessary to end this. That could be tomorrow.
During an end-of-year news conference, Blinken expressed his desire for the Israel-Hamas conflict to conclude promptly. Blinken added that the resolution of the conflict cannot involve Hamas remaining intact with the ability to continue attacking Israel.
California is considering the possibility of copying Colorado by excluding former President Trump from the Golden States ballot. Lieutenant Governor Alan E. Kunalakis is encouraging Secretary of State Shirley Weber to explore all available legal options. The Powerball jackpot has reached $572 million ahead of tonight's drawing. Dave Collins, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie,
Riley,
and Nikki.
And I want to tell you about ForkFest. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 13th through the 16th for the 8th annual ForkFest at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which has sold out in recent years. ForkFest happens the weekend before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do to join the fun is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 13th through the 16th. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees on the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, as well as the ForkFest forum. You can find those links. You can find the links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there June 13th through the 16th. ForkFest.party. So, in the last segment, I don't know why I couldn't think of that word right now, we were talking about what Colorado was doing, and just to, like, give the listeners a quick summary, basically Colorado yesterday, the Supreme Court of Colorado decided that they would now not have Trump on the primary election. It's on hold. The decision is a little bit on hold, but lots of people are pretty freaked out about this.
Because it kind of sounds like something, you know, communist China, they'll say, would do.
Or Venezuela. Yeah. Or some other crazy country like that.
Just some really totalitarian country would totally take a popular president off the election.
Oh, yeah.
And this is definitely adding more fuel to the fire of Trump lovers because he's such a martyr.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's the thing. Every time they do Trump dirty, it makes his, like, you know, then they, like, you know, double up on their signs.
Yeah,
there was
they
that
do.
Person. I even just, like, driving around, I'm, like, looking at the houses, like, this is insane. There was, like, the person in Fitzwilliam that spray-painted their house. Their actual house, they spray-painted it. Trump 2024.
Whoa.
I think they painted over it now, so it was, like, a temporary thing.
I wonder
thing.
If the government made them, like, the town.
I doubt it. I think they probably just, especially, like, small town like that in New Hampshire, but I think they are probably, like, about to paint their house anyway, so they're like, yeah, let's spray-paint it, Trump 2024.
Well, apparently that happened in New Hampshire. I'm not sure which town off the top of my head, but Ian would talk about this. Apparently, during Ron Paul running for president, somebody had put a nice mural on their own garage wall or door of Ron Paul, said, like, Ron Paul 2008 or whatever, and the government went after them for it and forced them to cover it up.
I know it's a thing in New England with, like, historical houses. Like, there's some, if your house is historical and it's in a certain area of town in some, like, historical towns, it can only be painted white or, like, an approved color. Like, you can't change the color of something, like, you have to keep, which is
like
strange.
You don't own it. That's
but
crazy.
I doubt that was the case with the Ron Paul thing, because it's not a super common thing. It's, like, your house has to be, like, legit from, like, the 1600s and to be able to, like, for them to make those rules.
It could have also been an HOA thing, which would just, like, kind of suck.
Yeah, that would
but
make
not
sense.
Be the same.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head. Ian would know. But I wanted to move on to this other story Riley brought in from The Guardian. Satanic temple condemns vandalism of its statue by a Christian military veteran. Is this the one in, in Iowa?
Iowa,
State
yes.
Capital?
This is a huge story last week. We can get into the story, but it's an illustration of freedom of religion.
Right.
You know, the Christian world loves to tell how they're all about freedom of religion. But let's get into the story and we'll discuss the freedom of religion that they supposedly believe in.
I wish that I had thought to bring up this tweet. I saw a tweet by I guess not called tweet anymore. I hate that.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
No, it's
still
tweet.
Calling it Twitter and tweet.
Yeah, no.
I hate it. Apparently, you know, Elon Musk changed the name to X.com. Just the letter X.com, and that's so stupid.
And it's stupid.
So, I just saw a funny headline. Funny to me, because I guess I'm a child. But let me move on to this one. It says, Satanic Temple condemns vandalism of its statue by a Christian military veteran. Michael Cassidy arrested over tearing down of Satanic altar, a symbol of humanism and anti-authoritarianism at Iowa Capitol. And the thing I was going to say I wish I had thought to bring up was, there was a state rep of Iowa who was a Republican and a Christian who was actually defending this thing. He was saying, listen, I think it's disgusting. I hate it so much. He's talking to his Christian followers. And he was like, but the thing that we need to understand is if we have the power to tear this down, well, Satanists have the power to keep God out of, you know, people from praying in school, stuff like that. You know, like, I don't
and
know
that's
if that's
the thing
example
that people don't realize.
He really had a good understanding of, like,
when
freedom.
You prohibit someone from having a display, if you believe that you have the right, let's say that you want to put a statue of Jesus Christ in your state capitol building. What if I want to put a statue of a jaguar with horns or tail and call it Mother Ayahuasca? I mean, what right
something
do you
you've
have
seen,
to
Riley?
What's that?
I was joking. I was like, is that something you've seen?
It seemed
really
not,
specific.
But it's just interesting, like, why can't I do that and you can have your statue of Jesus? I mean, we have this warped understanding of what freedom of religion is in America.
People think that freedom of a lot of Christians really think that freedom of religion just means, like, I'm free to be a Christian and forget everything else. Right. Everybody else.
No, that's not the case.
Well, let's get into it. I agree, Riley. It says, the leader of an organization whose satanic altar at Iowa's state capitol was torn down by... And the thing is, back when I read that statement, that was all I knew about this. I didn't hear about this update that it had been torn down. says it was torn down by a Christian military veteran on Thursday, has dismissed the vandalism as a real act of cowardice, which is a great way to put it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Being afraid of new ideas, kind of like the book burning we started off talking about at the beginning of the show. By the way, I'm going to put that whole article about Wilhelm Reich that we started off with in all of our social media. I'm going to try to post that today because it was just really long, and I feel like we had a lot of good things to say about that story, and so I just kind of wanted to move on.
So find it at social.freetalklive.com, which links us to the Mastodon server that we have.
Yes, thank you, Riley. I always forget to kind of give that one out.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was an act of cowardice is what the organization, I guess it wasn't necessarily maybe the Satanic Temple is the organization they're referencing. So it says, there's a certain point at which we need some adults in the room to tell people what liberal democratic values are, what their value is, why we uphold them, what they're good for, and they need to stand up for these values or we're going to further degenerate in our polarism towards autocracy, the co-founder of the Satanic Temple, Lucian Greaves, said. Well, I wonder if his name's really Lucian. Sounds like Lucifer.
A little bit, yeah. Lucian Greaves.
Oh, Lucian, that's probably what it is. Because there's like the name Lucius I've seen, but I've never seen this.
Yep.
The Satanic Temple obtained permission from Iowa's government to erect a statue of a goat-headed figure at the state capitol in Des Moines, along with the group's seven fundamental tenets, which call on members to act with compassion and empathy toward all and declare people's bodies as inviolable. And I think that's how you say that. The statue and its association with the Satanic Temple ignited a fierce debate over the breadth of the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment, which provides Americans their core freedoms of speech and religion. And that's kind of a messed up sentence. It doesn't provide you those freedoms. You absolutely have those freedoms.
Oh, absolutely. You have those freedoms.
No matter what.
The government is saying, oh, we recognize that you have these freedoms in paper.
Exactly. And that's how people need to think about it. You don't have a right because the Constitution says so. You have a right because you're human.
No, you have that right inherently. It's just the government saying, we recognize that you have that right.
Exactly.
We won't kill you for it.
Yes.
Allegedly. Yeah. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds issued a statement calling the Satanic Temple's display absolutely objectionable, but suggested it was one a free society should allow to stand. Reynolds called on all those of faith to pray alongside her and recognize the traditional display honoring Jesus' birth also put up at the Capitol. Wow, that's even crazier. So they're also putting up like a nativity scene. And they're still angry that there's different religion thing up.
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of crazy. Says Reynolds met intense criticism from conservative circles who believed she should leverage her executive powers to remove the display. And that's also how everybody was responding in the comment section to the state rep I was referencing. They were like, if you're a real Christian, you would be against this thing. You need to take it down. Like, majority of Christians seem to act that way. Like,
yeah, and it's really a display of their ignorance of what freedom of religion is. I mean, if you're advocating destroying mm-hmm. someone else's religious property, whether it's a temple, whether it's an altar, whether it's whatever, then really, what right do you have to have your religious rights recognized?
Even, like, during the beginning of this war, I guess you would call it, it's really like a genocide going on in Israel, a lot of Christians were showing their true colors when they were calling in, saying, like, directly on the show, saying to me, well, they believe that their God gave them this land. So what? Should they listen to you or should they listen to their God? Like, people don't actually
believe. Yeah, when people drag God into a discussion, I have to wonder, you know, do you really have a leg to stand on? I mean, Muslims are going to claim that God gave them the land, too. So which God are we praying to?
And it's like, wasn't it a thing where suicide bombers were saying that God was telling them to kill themselves and sacrifice themselves? And, like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know if that always has, like, standing.
People just don't think of things as, like, the principle of the matter. That's the same
exactly.
principle.
Yeah.
The same idea.
No, and this is totally a conservative thing where it's like, I only care about, like, my right. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're like, they're all about freedom.
We need traditional Christian values in America because America's a Christian. No, America's not a Christian nation.
It wasn't supposed to be.
But and that's the thing, too, where they're like, they're all about freedom and they're all about rights. but it's just the ones that they care about. They don't care about your rights. They only care about their rights.
Right. That seems to be a huge thing with a lot of conservatives, like most conservatives. I wouldn't say all Christians, but definitely almost all conservatives.
Yeah.
The governor, Reynolds, was receiving criticism from conservative circles for people who believe she should leverage her executive powers to remove the display. Conservatives staged prayer rallies and protests around the goat-headed statue. Okay. Statue has two T's, so I was wrong earlier. It just keeps looking like statute to me. So they staged prayer rallies and protests around the goat-headed statue, all of which are consistent with the First Amendment. Tensions boiled over on Thursday when authorities said a Christian and military veteran tore the Satanic Temple statue's head off before surrendering to law enforcement. And he probably felt like such a hero. You know, it's like so lame.
Yeah.
It's like just so I would say the same thing if a Muslim or somebody went up and tore the Jesus baby out of the nativity scene and acted like they were like a hero for that. It's
such
stupid. It's definitely a display of cowardice and, you know, like small-minded, small manness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
I just remember being one of those types of religious zealots back in my day and being like, I just got to have my religious rights and all that stuff and things like that. And it's like, you know, nowadays I just don't really care.
Right. Like, I want my religious rights, but I'm just not dumb enough to think that that means
I'm just not dumb enough to go trample on your religious rights, rights just so I can feel superior and say I'm God's chosen here. You're going to do as I say.
Like, who,
it's just disrespectful, you know? It's inappropriate.
Who in this situation looks more like somebody who is behaving in a way that is, like, superior morally?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily this guy who broke somebody's property. Like, do you not believe in property rights? It's crazy. Like,
he probably doesn't. Most people don't.
It's on government property, but like it's a statue that belongs to the Satanic Temple, whether you like it being on the government property or not.
You can see Satan as the symbol of evil, but the symbol of evil has as much right to exist as the symbol of good, and for a lot of people the symbol of good is Christ. And so these things have a right to exist in the world. If you hide them, if you hide evil from the world, you're going to not see good in the world. You're going to become the evil that you're trying to hide.
And isn't the whole point, like, the light is able to overcome the darkness? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
that, like, the whole point of religion?
Why worry about it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be strong enough without... Even with this goat statue sitting there, people should be, you know, like, perfectly happy with their religious, you know, being, a.k.a. God. And the other thing about it is just, it's a typical, like, tragedy of the commons story. It's like, so you've been fighting to have governments steal money from people and give it to a fund that is taking care of this building called the Capitol building, and you're mad when people want to act like it's common in a common area. So what, do you not believe in taxes now? Because that would be a great way to... And, you know, public property, quote-unquote, which doesn't make sense and is kind of a oxymoron. Or, like, because that would be the more logical way to go about this. Be like, hey, wait, I'm just realizing I don't want my money to go towards a satanic statue. So maybe I shouldn't believe in stealing people's money, including my own, and giving it to have this thing called government. In fact, like, if you believe something is evil, like this Baphomet or whatever is statue, it makes more sense to have it at a place like this, because that is truly the place
absolutely.
Of evil.
The government is the seat of evil. I mean, it makes more sense to have a Baphomet statue or a statue dedicated to Satan at a government facility.
Right. It says, tensions boiled over on Thursday when authorities said a Christian and military veteran tore the Satanic Temple's statue's head off before surrendering to law enforcement to be booked with a count of criminal mischief. In a statement on Facebook, the Satanic Temple described the damage as being beyond repair. Quote, the world may tell Christians to submissively accept the legitimization of Satan, but none of the founders of the U.S. would have considered government sanction of satanic altars inside Capitol buildings as protected by the First Amendment, Michael Cassidy told RepublicSentinel.com, a conservative news outlet, apparently without providing citations to support his assertion. quote, I saw this blasphemous statue and was outraged.
Blasphemy is free speech.
Right. Said Cassidy, a former U.S. Navy pilot who has previously run for Congress unsuccessfully in Mississippi.
Statist and wannabe politician.
Right. Yep. Wannabe politicians, even worse. My conscience is held captive to the word of God, not to bureaucratic decree, and so I acted.
Like, yeah, right. Bitch. No, you love bureaucratic.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, you want to be part of the government and proclaim Congress. Your supremacy over somebody based on your religion. No.
Right.
That's the thing. People love the government until it doesn't serve them anymore and
right.
it starts trampling on their rights. And listen, that's what it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the whole purpose. That is the design. So it's like, just because, you know, and they'll say this, they'll be like, oh, if you just follow the law, if you just follow the rules, but then once the rules change and it doesn't serve them anymore, then they're like, oh my gosh.
Right.
You gotta go this back to the original. This is crazy.
I hate the government now. It's like, really? You weren't saying that like a few months ago.
The funniest part is that the government's always trampling their rights too. They're just like, okay, that's fine. Like, you could take my money. You can own my property.
You can own my property and I'll be a serf and pay taxes to you. But the moment they start refusing to pay taxes, the government's gonna come after them.
But that's not their line. Their line is a statue that is a non-living, you know, piece of metal, probably, or whatever it's made of, sitting in a certain place. Like, wow, what a big deal. What a line for people. It's so stupid.
It is stupid. It's to me, it's a way to display your hypocrisy. Because what you're basically saying is that you want your religion and your religion alone to be represented in the public square. Well, if I were a Satan worshiper, which I'm not, and I wanted to have Satan in the public square, along with your Jesus statues, and you come to me and says, this is blasphemy, I want it torn down, and I'm like, you know, I have the freedom of religion.
And that's what these people are saying, and it's actually kind of a little bit sad for them. I mean, I don't really care about anyone's, like, religion, like, to that degree, to the point where I'm like, I just feel a little sad for these people that, like, they did something non-violent, and it was destroyed. Like, a property is something that I take more seriously than religion. I'll say it like that, you know?
Bonnie, are you familiar with the parable of the wheat and the tares in the New Testament that Jesus told?
I know that it's like, it started like, I just know that it is now a thing that people use as a, like, he'll separate the wheat from the chaff or whatever.
So, I'm using this as an example because here we have, so the parable goes that this farmer is planting wheat in his field and the story is that this enemy comes along and plants weeds in there when it's probably just natural processes. But regardless, the wheat and the weeds are growing together, and the servants of the farmer are like, well, what do you want to do about this? And the farmer's like, well, let's let everything grow together, and eventually we'll separate them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so my attitude is, why not have Christianity and Satanism exist in the same square? If there is a God, let's let God sort it out.
Right. And it's kind of like, you know, wouldn't God have... I hate to use these kind of arguments. Like, it sounds like I'm being like an atheist. I'm not an atheist. But I think that if your God was the way that... If God was the way that Christians' God, you know, Christians' Bible and stuff describes them... And, you know, a lot of early Christians didn't interpret the Bible this way, but it's now been decreed that they must interpret it this way, that there's really an anthropomorphic God out there acting the way that the Old and New Testament describe, especially the Old Testament describes. Well, if that's how it is, don't you think that God could do something like, you know, strike down the statue?
Sure. I mean, if God was so offended by the statue, why didn't God take care of themselves?
It's just kind of hilarious, honestly, but... Moving on, it says the founder of the conservative group Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, hailed Cassidy as Satan Slayer on Thursday. No, he actually just, like, broke a statue.
Yeah,
and that's
pretty
it.
Much. Broke a statue. No. Whoa. Satan Slayer. Wow.
It says he pledged $10,000 to Cassidy's legal defense. Wow. Way to defend an actual criminal who actually broke property and not be
and
like
also,
a good
like,
person at all.
What a waste of $10,000. Like, you're just gonna throw that
and
in the trash just, like that. Like,
it's just criminal mischief. It's not like some big deal, and he's not gonna win. Like, he's gonna have to plead guilty. He did it.
Yeah.
You know? So stupid. Criminal mischief isn't like gonna put him in jail, I don't think. Unless he has like a huge, you know, history, I guess, whatever it's called. History of committing crimes. Can't think of the word that is. It says Greaves insinuated that Cassidy's actions were little more than... So it didn't even say who that was, except back at the very beginning of the story. But Greaves is that Lucian Greaves person who works for or is part of the Satanic Temple. It says Greaves insinuated that Cassidy's actions were little more than cowardice dressed up as heroism by an aspiring politician. And that's a great way to put it. It's acting as if they're standing up for us when they're really yielding to the whims of an uncomprehending, undemocratic mob, which is kind of the case. Like, if you believe in democracy and all the stuff that you say you believe in, that the founders, you know, if you believe in what the founders intended, which includes democracy, unfortunately,
yeah,
well, it's not very democratic, and it is very, but a mob, the undemocratic mob is a little bit of a oxymoron, too. Because mob rule is democracy.
So, you know, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, at least the part where it talks about religion, says that Congress shall make no law establishing a recognition of religion, basically. And so I would interpret that as, you know, it's not up to Congress to say this is the right religion of the land, it's the Christian nation. But instead, they should leave that up to the states, and the states should adopt, in my opinion, they should continue to adopt that clause because it's important. So the state or the institution of government should not be promoting one religion above another. And by doing so, you know, the Satanic Temple has as much right to put a statue of a goat on government property, which is a common area. We've discussed this time and time again. They have that right. And by someone coming in and saying, this is a Christian nation, we've got to destroy this, they're essentially saying, you don't have a right to exist. And I come from Mormonism, and Mormonism has been historically oppressed by various governments because of, you know, not being Christian enough or whatever, and it's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and it's messed up. People believe a thing. It has nothing to do with the government. The government should not have any power to dictate what people can act on as far as their religion. 603-283-6160. We're going to go into the calls when we come back. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.